Impulses and Perspectives, the DIKT expert talk hosted by Nikolai Bear.
How can we effectively use the time in lockdown during the COVID-19 crisis? Today we're speaking with a real expert. He's not only one of the most well-known and most successful media trainer worldwide, he's also one of the best-selling online course creators. Welcome, TJ Walker.
Good to be with you.
TJ, just tell us, what is so good in using online courses now during the COVID-19 crisis?
This is the perfect time to share your expertise with the world. This is the time you can make an online course, write a book, conduct a webinar, interview with someone you've always wanted to talk to. People have time these days. So there's never been a better time to collaborate with people, to do joint ventures, to network, to talk to them through GoToMeeting, Zoom, Skype, or any other way.
So you told me you have 420,000 students worldwide, and the number is growing, especially now in this COVID-19 times. Why didn't the people had time for online courses beforehand?
Well, online training has been around for generations. I've been doing online training since 1998, and I failed miserably for the first decade and the second decade. It's only been in the last couple of years where the audience started taking off, and then just in the last 2 months since the coronavirus started, it has really taken off. A lot of times, just people need an extra incentive to do something they're not used to doing. And with the lockdown around the world, so many people got tired of watching TV shows. They got to the bottom of YouTube or Netflix, and they figured, I might as well use this time to learn a new skill, improve an existing skill, because either I'm unemployed and need a job, or my industry, my career is in crisis, and I better build my skills so that I'm even more valuable in this new world order we're going to be in, whether it's a recession or a depression.
What skills you would recommend to train in these days, especially looking if so many people are now unemployed and the market for new jobs will not be bigger in next time?
Well, one piece of advice I have for anyone is focus on what your real goal is. Is your goal to have a job, or is your goal to use the skills and talents you have and to make the money you need to support yourself? And where I'm going with that is I think anyone who's unemployed right now should spend at least half of their time creating their own business. Now, you might not think of yourself as a business person or as an entrepreneur, but there's only so many hours of the day when you can send out a resume or respond to a job board. And these days, there's not that many new jobs opening up. So go to plan B, which is start selling your own services. Figure out what is it you do that someone else would pay for. And recessions and depressions are great times to start this. I should know, 20 years ago, during a recession, I couldn't get a job. And that's when I started my training business. I didn't think of myself as some business genius. I did so out of necessity, and it forced me to really focus on what is the one skill and the one service I can sell. Now, 2 months may go by and you get a dream job. Great. What did you lose by starting your own business? Nothing. But if 2 months, 3 months, 6 months go by and you don't get that job, now maybe you've built up a practice, whether you are someone who does internet marketing, whether you design websites, whether you assemble first aid kits and mail them to people. Everyone has a certain skill, a certain talent that they can do better than others. And with the internet, you can market yourself. I'm not suggesting you go take out a big 5-year lease on an office space. Work from home. Keep your overhead near zero, but start marketing your services, because we just don't know when jobs will ever come back.
What criteria are important if I choose an online course?
You've got to figure out what are you interested in, because part of what's going on in the online world is you have to be self-motivated. Unless you are in a traditional elementary or high school or college program, there's typically no one there grading you and saying, oh, you didn't do this, you better go back. You have to pick courses that you really want to dive into because you genuinely want to learn. That should be the main criteria. And then you've got to figure out, am I learning just for fun, which is fine, or am I doing this because I want to learn a new skill set? So if you really want to know how to, for example, put on a successful webinar to make money, promote your business, then people really ought to sign up for your new course on how to do webinars, because that will help them in their immediate need. Webinars can be great ways of promoting a new business, having people get familiar with who you are, learn about your services, build a comfort level with you.
So the offers in the market, in the online market, are very big. So there are courses from a lot of companies who offer these courses. If you have several courses doing like a programmer's language you like to learn, what is the criteria to choose specifically this course?
Look, it's like buying anything else. If you go to Amazon and type in webinars, how to conduct a webinar, you'll see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books. If you go to udemy.com, type in webinars in German, people are likely to see your course and maybe just a few others, and they can look at your reviews, they can look at your credentials and try it out. Now, what happens in many online platforms, since it's still a relatively new medium, is they do a lot of the credible ones do a lot of things to make it easy for a new customer to feel comfortable with the product. So, for example, when someone buys my complete public speaking course on udemy.com or my complete communication skills course, they have a 30-day window to get a 100% refund. So they can actually take the whole course, like it, and decide, I just don't feel like paying. One click, they get a full refund. It's much harder to do that if you go to a bookstore, buy a book, and you've turned down half the pages. They're going to look at you in a somewhat skeptical manner. If you go to a local college and sign up for a semester and halfway through, you want your money back, that's tricky. But with the more reputable online training platforms, they want to make it easy for you to hop in. So there's really no risk. You can get a money back guarantee.
So would you specifically look for a money back guarantee and recommendations?
I would look for recommendations. I would look at reviews, and a money back guarantee can't hurt.
So you're teaching communication skills. So this is suitable for every business person. Is there order where we would start if doing a communication skill course?
I have 155 online courses on the Udemy platform, but if someone wanted to improve their communication skills, I would recommend they go to my complete communication skills course. It really is everything soup to nuts. It's about 30 hours long, and you can do as much or as little of it as you want. You can really go deep and get advanced training, or you can just do the first half hour. Whatever platform you use and whatever teacher you use, I do think for communication skills, you want someone who can give you personalized feedback. So when someone takes one of my online courses, they have homework. They have to record themselves on video, post that video on the student Q&A page or the student Facebook page, and I watch the videos and give people feedback and critiques. Now, they don't have to do it, but that's ultimately the best way to learn, as you know from your own media and presentation training practice. People need to not just sit back, watch a great speaker like you, or some other world leader. They need to actually speak themselves, be recorded, watch it, figure out what they like and what they don't like. So that's what happens in all of my online communication skills courses, public speaking courses, body language courses, PowerPoint, and presentation skills courses.
How much time does a student need a day to watch these courses, or what would you recommend?
Well, I have everything from 1 hour course to a 30-hour course. And this is like anything else in life. The more time you put into it, the more you get out of it. If I wanted to all of a sudden become fluent in German, I could study it for 5 minutes once. I could study it an hour a day for a week. I could study it 2 hours a day every day for the next year. Well, which way do you think I would get better at speaking German? The more time you put into something, the greater return you get. The good news about public speaking is it's not as hard as learning a new language. You don't have to spend 2 hours a day for a year. The main thing is you have to practice speaking on video until you love what you see on that screen. That's the real magic moment, I find. For some people, they may be able to do that in 15 minutes. Other people may need to spend 10 hours. But that's the ultimate secret of being a confident speaker, of getting rid of your fears, is if you can look at a video of yourself and say, wow, that person's pretty interesting. I wouldn't mind watching and listening to that person. Because most people, when they see a video of themselves speaking, their first reaction is, oh, wow, that's really boring. That's awful. I wouldn't want to watch that person. That's the typical response most of my students have and most of my clients have. Doesn't matter if they're a prime minister, a president of a country, a member of parliament. Most people, when they watch themselves speak, think that they're boring and awful. And the problem is, quite often, that's true.
So it's all about storytelling. So at the moment, we're still in lockdown and no one knows how long this will go on for. But do you think when the lockdown is gone and people can meet again and can have big meetings and big trade fairs, will public speaking be same attractive as before COVID-19, or will people now stick to online and stick to Zoom and big video conferences?
I think human beings have an innate desire to connect with other human beings in person. So I do think that there will be conventions, conferences, meetings in the future, but it could be severely diminished and it may be 5 years. I don't really know. Certainly, I'm not an expert on infectious diseases, but here's one thing I can guarantee you. The better you are at communicating and speaking specifically to tell people about your services, your products, your skills, the better off your career is going to be no matter what. No one really knows what's going to happen with various diseases and lockdowns. But the one thing we know is that if you can communicate your value to others, it can only help you. And that's why I see myself first and foremost as a subject matter expert who can communicate. I don't see myself as a professional speaker, even though I used to be president of the National Speakers Association in New York for the United States. And I see a lot of people, frankly, my age and that age, not youngsters, who are really struggling now because their whole identity was, I'm a professional speaker and I have to speak from the platform and that's what I do. And they're viewing what they do through a very narrow lens. I am a subject matter expert on the field of communication and personal development, and I speak professionally, but I frankly don't care if I'm on a stage with 5,000 people, because I speak to people literally every single day. I make a new video every single day. I hold up my cell phone and I give a tip on public speaking or communication or personal development 60 seconds or less. And then I do it in literally one take, 60 seconds or less. And then I post it on 12 different social media platforms. And I don't have 10 billion people watching every month, but I certainly have more than 100,000 views every single month of people watching me speak about what I do professionally. So does that make me a professional speaker? Again, not in the traditional sense of you're up on a stage and Anthony Robbins was before you, and not that sort, but it is speaking and it is creating value. And it is a part of my own marketing for my own business that results in income.
I saw a video you posted recently where you talked about routine, daily routine, and discipline in doing so. Can you talk about this a little bit?
My main area of expertise and where I spend most of my time these days is helping people build habits, influencing themselves. For 30 years of my life, I professionally helped people influence audiences. How do you speak to an audience to influence the action you want? And it occurred to me that the audience that really has the biggest impact on our lives is ourselves. So if we learn how to speak to ourselves, to influence ourselves, that's the biggest payoff of all. So I do speak to people, write, create courses on personal development, but I use a communication angle. What I have found is that most people all day long are subjecting themselves to messages through this. We get text messages all day, notifications all day from Facebook, emails from Amazon saying, you bought this, you'll probably like this. We're getting thousands and thousands of messages, reminders, notifications, triggers, triggering us to take action. And yet, who's really looking out for us? It's very easy to destroy your productivity, cycling all day long from checking Facebook, checking LinkedIn, checking Twitter, answering emails, answering text. You can go through a whole day, act like you're being productive, and accomplish absolutely nothing. So what I do in my personal development online courses is I teach people how to influence themselves using a system I call selfie speak programming. You simply go to your phone and you go to the memo record, and then you literally tell yourself the habits you want to do every day. You just do it once and then you hit click. You can listen to it. So for example, several months ago, I updated my selfie speak program. And it's less than 15 minutes long, but I tell myself every day, TJ, you're going to do 40 push-ups this morning. You're going to do a dozen pull-ups today. You're going to start your day with a glass of water. You're going to write 500 words every morning on personal development issues. I actually lay out these specific habits. I have 100 of them that I want to do every single day. So I tell myself what it is. And then when I first wake up and I'm still a little groggy, I just listen to it. And it's telling me what I want to do. And when you look at the big influences in the world, it's not necessarily books. Who are the biggest influencers in the world? It's the Facebooks of the world. It's the Googles. It's the Netflix. When Netflix wants you to give them your credit card number, and give them money every month, they don't send you a book on the 1,000 best movies to watch. That's not what they do. They don't ask you to go to a 3-day seminar and walk across coals. No, they bombard you with emails and text messages and images. That's what they do. When you look at the people who have the most influence in the world today, the Coca-Colas, the McDonald's, the Facebooks, it's because they're constantly in your face with messages. Could be a billboard or a TV ad in the case of McDonald's or Coke. Facebook, it's notifications, it's emails. Oh, look what your friend, look how many of your friends like this. Because they want to influence your behavior. Facebook makes money the more time you spend on the Facebook platform. That's good for them. It's not good for you. So one of the things I program myself to do is to not look at Facebook more than about 5 minutes a day. That way I can allocate more time that I want to spend on doing things like making online courses and talking to interesting, intelligent entrepreneurs like you and your audience.
Thank you very much, TJ. We learned a lot. One of the best things for me, I think, is that you're the best influencer for yourself, and you should use that more than being influenced by others. Thanks a lot for your insights into the online course business, and all the best for you and your family and your friends through this crisis.
Nikolai, thank you.
Bye-bye. Hope to see you soon.
The DIKT Expert Talk is produced by the German Institute for Communication and Media Training. You can find the DIKT's advanced training offerings at www.medientraining-institute.de.